give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Listen, brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there are many blessings in reciting sending salawat upon Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. For both humans and for animals and for insects, my dear Semite brothers and viewers, it has been stated that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling on a qafila, my dear Semite brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, and the companions were along with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many of them. They were traveling from one place to another. And it said that on the way, the companions, as they were traveling, my dear Semite brothers and viewers, naturally, they became hungry, my dear Islam brothers and viewers. Upon being hungry, they stopped at a place to sit down and eat. Now, when they stopped, the companions took out their food. What was their food? Their food was bread. Their food was bread, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, and they had nothing to eat the bread with. And it said that a honey bee came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and began to encircle him, to circumambulate Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The companions, upon seeing this beautiful vista view, they were thinking, it's talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what it's saying. So they approach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the knower of the unseen, the ilm al-ghayb. They know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses the ability to speak and to communicate with animals and insects, my dear brothers and viewers. For this reason, they were not amazed that the Prophet was speaking, no. But rather they said, what was the honeybee saying? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the honeybee said to me that I see there are your companions here. Your companions have bread, but nothing to eat with this bread. So I came to inform you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the honeybees as honeybees, we have a honeycomb which is close by. Ask one of your companions to follow me, and then they can take the honey, and your companions can eat the bread with the honey. So my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the companion went and he brought back honey, and then the companions ate. Again, this honey begins to circulate around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, the companions say, ya Rasulullah, what was the honeybee saying this time? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now the honeybee asked me, would you not like to know as to how we create this honey? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes. Tell us how. The honeybee said, we go to the gardens and we extract nectar and pollen from the flowers. We then transport that and place it into the hives, into the nests, ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, but nectar and pollen, this has a bitter taste, it's not sweet. The honeybees, they state, they say that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reason this honey is so sweet, the reason why this nectar which we take becomes the honey and sweet honey, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is because from the time we extract the nectar, the pollen from the flower all the way up until we bring it all the way up until we take it and inject it or eject it into the honeycomb, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the entire journey, throughout the entire transportation of this pollen and nectar, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reason why the honey becomes so sweet is because throughout the entire journey, we send salawat upon you, Ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah, my dear brothers and viewers. This is one blessing you can say of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only for the humans, but also for the bees, also for the honeybees, my dear brothers and viewers. Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about the honeybee. We shall go to a honey farm, inshallah, and I won't tell you no more, but speak with us. Let's go to the honey farm, and from there, inshallah, let's discover more about the honeybee. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa
sallam. Thanks to Allah, give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah.
Well, listen, brothers and viewers of Manshallah, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we are learning a little about bees, a little about the miracles of the Quran, my dear brothers and viewers. We listen to the one ayat, the وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. The miracles of this, my dear brothers and viewers. But then it continues. Before we do turn to the ayat, I'd like to give you a short introduction to the types of bees, my dear brothers and viewers, the types of honeybees that is found within the hive, or you can say the classes, the hierarchy. One which we've all heard of, mashallah, which was in my hand previously too, was the queen bee, my dear brothers and viewers. Within the entire hive, as we mentioned, there's only one of these. Now, the queen bee is able to live to about 4 or 5 years, but most of the time only does live for 2 years, if possible even 3 years, my dear brothers and viewers. And this honeybee mates with all the males and creates all the children. It is only the queen honeybee, the queen bee, which gives birth to children, my dear brothers and viewers. This is because it is only the honeybee which, my dear brothers and viewers, produces fertilized eggs. And it saves approximately 2,000 or so each and every single day. It produces over 1 million in its lifetime, my dear brothers and viewers, subhanAllah. Now, this same queen bee, what its job is, what its role is, being a queen, to govern the rest of the bees, and also to reassure the rest of the bees that everything is okay. Now, the other class you can say, is the females and is the males. The females are classed as the worker bees, and the males are classed as the drone bees. Allahu Akbar. The female bees do all the work. The only thing the male bees do, my dear brothers and viewers, is mating with the queen. And they only mate with the queen, yes. This is the only job they do. They help in reproduction, my dear brothers and viewers, the male bees, the drones do. The difference between the two would be in work, and similarly in terms of sight, in terms of looks, my dear brothers and viewers, the female bees possess the sting, but the male bees do not possess the sting. So the male bees are not even able to protect the hive. They can do nothing other than help in reproduction. Now, the female bees, my dear brothers and viewers, really this is important. Please listen carefully. The female bees, what do? They take the wax and they create the hive in the hexagonal shapes, you can say, my dear brothers and viewers. After creating the wax, they also fill it by making honey. They use some of this honey for the wax, my dear brothers and viewers. But because they produce so much, they only use about a third of everything produced. And the rest, my dear Sumer brothers and viewers, is, alhamdulillah, available for humans to take from them, my dear Sumer brothers and viewers. Now, another job, not only creating the hive, not only producing the honey, but similarly, my dear Sumer brothers and viewers, it is the females that some of them are guards. They protect the beehive. If they think there is a foreign enemy trying to take their honey, they will try to kill that individual. As we mentioned, within one hive, there is approximately 30,000 or so honeybees, my dear Sumer brothers and viewers. 30,000 or so. And if they think that there is an intruder, they will try to kill him. That's why we were wearing that protective gear. Although these farm bees are not as vicious, you can say, as other regular wild bees, but we still must maintain that protection, my dear Sumer brothers and viewers, because there are many attacks from these farm bees also. Now, one thing is protecting. How do they protect? By stinging an individual. But because their sting is attached to the abdomen, as soon as they sting an individual and then they leave, that sting remains inside the individual and it rips their abdomen. For this reason, a very short time later, these bees die. But this time, brothers, similarly, another role the female bees play is they maintain the temperature. It is necessary for there to be a temperature, my dear son brothers, of between 90 and 95 degrees Fahrenheit. And it is beautiful, honestly, the way the bees maintain the temperature. What they do, my dear son brothers and viewers, is if it's cold, then the bees will all quickly flap their wings. And obviously with movement, we gain heat, my dear son brothers. So in this way, they gain heat in the hive. Now the question is, what if it's too hot? Subhanallah, the bees will leave the hive through the small box. You wouldn't be able to see them through here, but from within the boxes there is a small little passage, my dear son brothers and viewers. The bees will leave from there, they will go and they will shower themselves, my dear son brothers. They'll go within water, they'll come back and then place those droplets, or allow those droplets to fall into the beehive in order for coolness to be brought within, Allahu Akbar, within the hive. Subhanallah, this is how intelligent bees are. At the same time, we have some bees which are nurse bees. Yes, my dear son and brothers, when new bees are formed, then they help and maintain the, I don't know what you call them, the word is larvae. I don't know if I've even pronounced this word right. For baby bees, you can say, my dear son and brothers and viewers. So they maintain those. At the same time, if any other bee is ill, then these nurse bees provide them, depending on the illness, they provide them with different types of their own honey. Subhanallah. Fihi shifa'un. Within the honey, my dear son, brothers and viewers, there is shifa even for the bees themselves. And similarly, my dear son, brothers and viewers, it said about the bees that every other bee leaves the hive, my dear son, brothers and viewers, but the queen bee is never allowed to leave the hive. Yesterday we took the queen bee out. Subhanallah, I don't know what the result of that will be, my dear son, brothers and viewers. But generally, it is a rule amongst honeybees that the queen bee is not allowed to leave the beehive. Now, the honeybees, they leave. They leave, my dear son, brothers and viewers, and even bees relieve themselves. And in order to relieve themselves, they come outside of their hive and they relieve themselves. Then they make their way back in. But the queen bee, within the hive itself, it relieves itself because it's not allowed to leave. So who cleans up that mess? Yes, some more worker female bees, honeybees, my dear son brothers and viewers. These were just some things of many, my dear son brothers and viewers. Really, it is absolutely beautiful, this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of the honeybee. Now I would like to mention a few things from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, He says, ثُمَّ كُلِي. Remember, before, there was the order, أَنِتَّخِذِي وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to the honeybee, أَنِتَّخِذِي, for it to take. This is an order, for it to take, it's a verb, to take something. meaning to take a house, to build a house, my dear brothers and viewers. Secondly, summa kuli, and then to eat. This is another order in the Quran. Summa kuli kul, and kuli mean eat. I'm ordering somebody to eat. So bees have also been ordered to eat. Summa kuli minas samarat, for them to eat from the fruits, my dear brothers and viewers. For them to eat from the flowers, my dear brothers and viewers. Then, subsequent to this, it states in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them, Fasluki, and then follow the path. Allahu Akbar. Third, Fasluki, my dear brothers and viewers, and then follow the path. Now, three verbs have been used. In Arabic grammar, my dear brothers and viewers, for everything there is a male and there is a female. Like in English, we say he for male, she for female. But for verbs in English, we don't have no male or female. If you're speaking to a man, you would say eat. If you're speaking to a woman, you would say eat. But within Arabic grammar, if you're speaking to a man, you would say kul. If you're speaking to a female, you would say kuli, eat. If you were speaking to a man to take, you would say ittakhiz. If you were to speak to a female to take, you would say ittakhidhi. Or you would say fasluk, to follow a path. If it was female, then you say fasluki. At least some brothers and viewers of Madan Channel. 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed within the glorious Quran, not kul, but kuli. Not ittakhidh, but ittakhidhi. Not fasluk, but fasluki. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not speaking to the male bee, but speaking to the female bee, because it is the female bee that builds the hive. It is the female bee that goes out and takes the pollen and the nectar. It is the female bee, my dear brothers and viewers, that does all the work. This was 1400, more than 1400 years ago, revealed within the Holy Quran. Today, 1400 years later, science tells us that honeybees, there are some male ones and there are some female ones. The males do not do any work. It is the females that do all the work. Subhanallah. This was taught to us within the Holy Quran such a long time ago, my dear brothers and viewers. Please remember, really it's a lesson for us. Everything is in the Holy Quran. Everything is in the Holy Quran. It just takes so many brothers and viewers to recite the Quran, to learn and seek the knowledge of the Quran for us as Muslims to progress in every field. As soon as we will leave the Quran and leave the Sunnah, then we can never be successful. No. But when we hold strong to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there will never be a case when Muslims are not successful, but rather Muslims shall again, inshallah, shall be successful, my dear brothers and viewers, not only in the Akhirah, but also in this world. Yes, and you know, the bee, this creation, this honeybee, it is such a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mentioned that just the bee pollen, and there's a method of extracting this from the bees, which is a very long process. But my dear brothers, the beauty of this is each and every type of enzyme which humans require falls within there. So other than water, my dear brothers and viewers, we can subsist and live off bee pollen. This is how beautiful it is. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if you were to just eat bee pollen on its own or nothing else, you will gain all the nutrients you require. Subhanallah, what a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا. Allah, this has reminded me of something else too. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُمْ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. That this honey, my dear brothers and viewers, is shifa, is a cure for the people. Not only that. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا. There is a single and there is a plural. For example, if I was to say a stone, if I was to say stone, this would refer to womb stone. Whereas if I was to say the word stones, this would be more than one stone. Similarly, in the Quran, the word batun means a stomach. And the word butun means stomachs, more than one stomach. Now, 1400 years later, science tells us that a honeybee has an additional stomach, my dear brothers and viewers. No, not one. It possesses an additional stomach in which it saves the honey. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us this, revealed to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam over 1400 years ago. What a beautiful, beautiful ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is. My dear brothers and viewers of Madinah Inshallah. Sadly, as always, our time has finished, mashallah. We have this honeybee farm behind us, and we have such beauty behind us, my dear brothers and viewers, mashallah. Continue to join us. Join me on my journey throughout northern Pakistan, especially now. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Viewers of Madani Channel, we are on the way to Balakot. We are coming from Madani Sahara, Man Sahara, in KPK, Pakistan. And on the way, we saw some honeybees forms here. So let's meet the people. They are working here. Shahbaz, how are you feeling here?
Alhamdulillah, Azzurrah, feeling brilliant, MashaAllah. We get a beautiful breeze here. We've left the heat of the south, my dear brothers and viewers. We've made our way towards the north, and we shall be continuing. But on our journey, as we've mentioned, we did come across some honeybee farms. So inshallah, we shall be speaking to the farmers here.
Inshallah.
Join
us. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kaise hain aap? خیریت سے ہیں طبیعت ٹھیک ہے السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ
السلام علیکم
دے نو اونلی اردو پشتو اینڈ پنجابی بٹ وی ول ٹرائی ٹو ٹرانسلیٹ وٹ ایور وی آر ٹاکنگ ود دیم کیسے ہیں آپ سب خیریت سے ہیں کیا نام ہے آپ کا
محمد آصف نام ہے میرا
ماشاء اللہ بیٹھ سکتے ہیں آپ کا نام کیا ہے
محمد طلحہ
طلحہ
ماشاء اللہ
تو آپ لوگ یہاں پہ جو ہے وہ شہد کی جو ہے وہ فارمنگ کرتے ہیں اور یہیں پہ رہتے ہیں بہت دور کے علاقے سے یہاں پر آئے ہیں کتنا عرصہ یہاں پہ رہتے ہیں اس طرح کے علاقے میں
اس طرح علاقے میں ہم ڈھائی تین مہینے جو ہے نا تقریباً اچھر علاقے میں رہتے ہیں
یعنی کہ مئی جون جولائی یہ جو
اس میں جو ہے نا ادھر رہتے ہیں یہ بھی تقریباً ایک مہینہ ہو گیا تو دو مہینے اور جو ہے نا بس آٹھویں مہینے کے آخر میں جو ہے نا ہم یہاں سے لوگ
اچھا اللہ کی شان ہے ہم مدنی چینل سے آئے ہیں اور لوگوں کو ہم یہ بتانا چاہتے ہیں کہ کس طرح سے اللہ پاک نے لوگوں کی غذا کا اہتمام کیا ہے اور شہد کو تو شفا قرار دیا گیا ہے شہباز بھی پلیز ٹرانسلیٹ فار دا ویورز
کیا فرماتا ہے کہ یہاں کتنا وقت گزارتے ہیں
تین مہینے تقریباً جو ہے نا ہمارا
تو پھر اس کے بعد کہاں
جاتے ہیں اس کے بعد ہم یہ تلگنگ میاوالی ہو گیا پنڈی کی تلگنگ میاوالی ڈریس میل خان جو
سو یو جسٹ کیپ موونگ پلیسز تھرو آؤٹ دی انٹائر ایئر تو یہ آپ کا پورے سال کا کام ہے
سال کا کام ہے بس ادھر سے ادھر مہینہ ادھر بیس دن ادھر دو مہینے ادھر ہی جو ہے نا زیادہ سے زیادہ تین مہینے ہمارا ایک جگہ پہ ٹکانا
ملے سم برادرز اینڈ ویورز زیادہ جانا نہیں دی برادر مینشنڈ دیٹ دے ہی از ون آف دی فارمرز ون آف دی ہونی بی فارمرز ملے سم برادرز اینڈ ویورز اینڈ دے ریلوکیٹ ریگولرلی اینڈ ہی سیڈ ہی ریلوکیٹس ایچ اینڈ ایوری سنگل تھری منتھس وائی بیکاز اٹ بیکمز پرابلمٹک اف دی honeybees are to stay within one location for a very long duration.
They have to take care of the weather especially. He was telling me that they travel according to the weather because the hot weather is not good for the honeybees. So that's why they keep moving from a place to other place. and there is a lesson for us. See, for the earning purpose, people, they travel. These are the mountain hilly area, and they travel here and there. So we should try to travel for the seeking resolve of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the madani qaflas, madani kawans. So this is the beauty of the nature, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed human being with the too many things. So when we come here, we see the nature and all the things. So mashallah, we say subhanallah. So ab jo hai yahan par 6-8 mahine mein ek jo hai wo tayar ho jata hai shahar
ek martaba. Ji, sir, 6 mahine ke baad takriban jo hai na.
Theek hai.
Ek baar shahar.
Acha, daily mein aapko kya inka khayal rakhna padta hai? Ghiza wagaira bhi deni padti hai kya karte
hain? Iska ghiza jo hai na, khas kar chini
hai. Acha, sugar.
Chini hum jo hai na, sugar isko pani mein dal kar sharbat bana kar jo hai na isko dena padta.
To inki jagah mein dal dete
hain. Jagah mein dal dete hain. Iska fir dalne wala kai tarike hai na.
Sahi.
Kuch aise ek andar jo hai na chaton mein dalna padta hai.
Theek hai.
Kuch aise hai ki jo saath koi aur makki wala hai na, unhe to fir hum bade se shapar lekar ek talab jaise banate hai thoda sa door. उसमें भी जो है ना डालते हैं, जो वो
अच्छा,
भी तरीका कार है फर्क
सही
वो किस्म का 2-3-4
चले बाहर चले थोड़ा वहीं पे चल के बात करते हैं जहाँ पर ये चीजें लेट्स मूव टूवर्ड्स द प्लेस वेयर दे कीप द हनी बीज सो दिस इज अ स्मॉल टेंट खेमा वी कॉल इट खेमा इन उर्दू माशाल्लाह
Countless bounties we thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties we thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah.
The Buddha mentioned as these honeybees they subsist on sugar marisan brothers. Generally we hear that we have many honeybees, and what is the process of them making the honey, making the wax? Is they would go to gardens, they would take pollen and extract nectar marisan brothers, then come and bring it here. But sadly this is not the case here, and there is, well, it is farming, isn't it, marisan brothers and viewers? So there is no natural process here. Everything is edited the way they wish to do. So for example, the food they eat, rather than taking the natural pollen, rather than taking the natural nectar from flowers, my dear brothers and viewers, what do? They give them sugar. And similarly, another natural process of honeybees, and I am surrounded by honey, I should be wearing protection, inshallah, when we do open these boxes, we'll wear some protection, my dear brothers and viewers. But the a natural process similarly is for these honeys to be going out and gaining their, you could say, so-called food, those things which they consume. But even that itself does not happen here. It's also a natural process for these same honeybees to rid of any diseases, any illnesses, but rather that does not happen. They spray them with some chemical substances. And another process which we have also previously heard of is the queen bee. And it's said about the queen bee that the queen bee lives longer than the rest of the bees and other bees. And well, first we must understand there's no king, it's a queen. And alhamdulillah, we also learned this from the Quran as we have heard previously. But the queen bee, when it does begin to give too many fertilized eggs, then the population grows, and it grows too much. So it grows overwhelmingly, and for this reason they kill the queen bee, Marisan brothers and viewers, whereas the natural process, again, as we've heard, is for the queen bee to make its own way and to leave itself, or for the bees themselves to kill the queen bee. This is the natural process which generally occurs, but being in a farm, everything is maintained in accordance the way they wish.
Thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah.
Shahbaz bhai, you have experienced many caps, but look at the special one.
Alhamdulillah, I also have the Imam Ashrif on the bed.
Yes.
of all castes, the best of all hats, head coverings, my dear son, brothers and viewers. This is undoubtedly somewhat different, and it's actually brilliant because sadly, throughout the world, my dear son, brothers and viewers, many people, due to being attacked by bees, they actually die. But the main focus is the facial areas and the throat, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel. If these things are protected, then a person does not need to worry. These are the most important things for a facial, over-covering of the face, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in order to protect the nose and in order to protect the mouth, because having been stung by bees, especially multiple bees, and there's possibly, it's said, my dear son, brothers and viewers, is between 30 and 40,000 within simply one box, which is a huge amount of honeybees. And imagine being not stung by one. You know, many of us have experienced being stung by one bee. Imagine, my dear son, brothers and viewers, being stung by 40,000 bees.
But normally they don't travel. He said that if you are going to travel them, so only then they make the trouble for you. So yeah. Normally they don't bite and there is no any problem. But see, Asya bhai, kholiyega zara.
My dear son, brothers and viewers of my channel, we have, as you've already seen, places, I don't know what these are called, but let's just say head covering, face covering, my dear son, brothers and viewers.
Special cap, you can call it, special cap.
A special cap.
View the honeybees.
So as mashallah, Asad bhai has mentioned, let's call it a special cap, my dear son, brothers and viewers. Now, the farmer, mashallah, he was about to lift it up. I said, no, you know, allow me to lift it because I want to lift it, my dear son, brothers and viewers.
I have come
I've come all the way from England, yes. My dear son, and alhamdulillah, we are touring the city. We were just driving past my dear son, brothers, and we saw the farm. We thought, let's go and meet the brothers. Let's go and experience something new. Now, what I realized, I've not opened it as of yet. It will be my first ever time opening it. Yes. Let's recite the kalima. Kalima before opening it, my dear son, brothers and viewers.
Don't worry. The farmer said that if you are not going to trouble them, then you are not in problem.
Inshallah, there's no problem.
Thanks to Allah. Give thanks.
Oh, there is.
Oh, there's a covering.
Yes.
Have you thought on it?
Yes.
Bless us with countless bounties, we thank you.
MashaAllah.
There's not many bees. From what
they are out of home in search of food, maybe.
Okay, can we lift this up?
Okay.
Okay, this is where they give them food.
Yes.
And within this, they give them genie, meaning sugar.
White sugar.
Can I take one of these out to show the viewers?
To count your favors, we thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors, we thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah.
My brothers and viewers, here you can see some particular shapes. These are not circles. They are not squares, my dear brothers, but rather, you know, they have six sides to them, which we would call a hexagon. And as we mentioned, that each and every single one does have a queen bee, my dear brothers and viewers. And within all of these, there is only one queen bee. Within all of these, within tens of thousands, there only is one queen bee. And the reason, the method you're able to identify the queen bee is because the queen bee is a lot bigger than the rest. And it said that all of the rest of the bees, they actually give preference to the queen bee and they feed the queen bee more. So that's the reason for it being bigger, my dear son, brothers and viewers. Truly, this is a brilliant experience, something I've never even imagined myself to ever experience throughout my entire life.
Look at the results. We go and purchase simply half kg, 1 kg of honey, and we don't care about the process. But look at the process, how difficult is that, and how big opportunity is that, and the bounty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We just go and purchase the honey. But the process is too long.
It is one of those many ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we do not appreciate.
So we should make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and especially about the honey, it is said that this is the shifa. There is shifa, cure for the many illness and many diseases. So this is the blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that are given to the human beings, and how mashallah patiently they have to wait for 6 to 7 months to have the honey out of these frames. So each box contains 10 to 12 frames in that, and thousands of honeybees stay there, and they work together. But as Shahbaz bhai has said that now the season is off, so that's why there is no honey, but they have to take care of the honeybees, because if there is no honeybee, so then there is no honey for us.
But listen brothers, there's a lot more to the honeybees than honey. People think, you know, because it's called a honeybee, that, you know, the most fundamental thing is the honey itself. But no, my dear Simon brothers, a third of all our food, most of our vegetables, in fact, it would be very, very difficult to live without honeybees. How this is, inshallah, we shall further explain, my dear Simon brothers and viewers of Madani Channel.
Viewers of Madani Channel, there are too many forms we have to visit. So this is all from here. So now we are moving forward, inshallah, Azzawajal. Jazakallahu khairan.
Thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah. We are not able to count your favors. We thank you, Allah.
Malaysian brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, continuing on our journey throughout Malaysian brothers, we are now in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, passing Madani Sahra, Man Sahra, and alhamdulillah, we did come across another honeybee farm. So we thought, you know, we'll just stop by and take a look at this farm. Now, personally, myself, well, right now we are surrounded by bees. Asad bhai, I'm just thinking that generally, you know, you live in Karachi, don't you? Imagine you were to have a bee come next, one bee, just one bee,
yes,
come next to you, what would you do?
I would run away very fast, because generally we have fear of the bees. But when we are here and we did talk to the people, they are working here, because they are very familiar to this environment. So they told us that if you're not going to trouble the bees, so then there is no any worry about that. So you can see in our surrounding many, we can say hundreds of bees are flying, but there is no fear. And this is the experience. If someone is not experienced something, so maybe he has the fear. So it's a very good opportunity and a different experience.
SubhanAllah, some brothers and viewers, experience a brilliant way to put it, Asad bhai. What I'm thinking is I myself would have never even imagined myself to be around so many. But as you mentioned, if you don't harm them, then they will not harm you.
So there is a lesson, Shahbaz bhai, what I am thinking, that this is honeybee giving us the lesson. Even among the human being, if you are going to trouble someone, so normally, mostly, most of the times, when you trouble someone, so he is going to trouble you. So be patient and be in peace and calm among the
community. I think that's why today there's a bigger lesson.
Yes.
There's a bigger lesson for the viewers of Madani Channel. You know, we are learning a little about honeybees, and it said that very sadly, honeybees, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, are decreasing. They are decreasing to a dangerous level, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. So I think a bigger lesson, even better lesson. Now remember, honeybee is amongst those things which has been mentioned within the Quran itself. The lesson we should take, my dear brothers and viewers, is, you know, if we do find some honeybees, we shouldn't, you know, even bees in general, we shouldn't immediately try to spray them, try to kill them, my dear brothers and viewers. You know, there are other means and methods to remove honeybees. Also, but I don't know if you're aware, the honeybees actually mentioned once in the in the Quran. And it's, this is actually an entire, subhanAllah, my dear son brother, just ponder over this thought for a moment, that within the Holy Quran, each and every single word of the Holy Quran is of utmost importance. Now, within the Quran itself, yes, we have the honeybee mentioned, but more than that, my dear son brothers and viewers of my channel, there's an entire surah named after the honeybee. Yes, my dear son brothers and viewers, there is Surah An-Nahl, which was meaning the surah, the chapter of the honeybee. And there's something about the number 16, Asubai. Something about the, I don't know, do you have a favorite number?
Yes, I have favorite number, but not...
What's your favorite number?
My number is 26.
SubhanAllah. What's the reason for this?
Because 26th of Ramadan is the birthday of Amir Ahle Sunnah, Dawud Barakatum Al Aliyah. So favorite numbers, we have 92 as well, 11, 12. It is a reference towards our
predecessors.
So normally, generally, people, they have their favorite numbers, but there is no any logic for that, and there is no any reference for that in Quran and Sunnah. But they believe in different numbers, and sometimes they have favorite, and sometimes the numbers they hate. For example, in many different countries.
Like superstition, it depends. Yes, for example, yes, the number 13, etc.
13. So there is no any reason for that. But if you relate something with your ancestors and your pious people, so that is good.
SubhanAllah. But this has been mentioned in Surah number 16.
MashaAllah.
And not only is it mentioned in Surah number 16, but you know this ayat of the Quran, this is one ayat. أَوْحَى رَبُّكَ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to the honeybee, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your Lord, أَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to the honeybee. What has been revealed? أَنِ اتَّخِذِي, for you to take, مِنَ الْجِبَالِ, from the mountains, buyut and houses, wa min ash-shajari, and also from the trees, wa mimma ya'rishun, and from those things which you build. My dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel, within this verse of the Quran, there are 16 various words used.
MashaAllah.
16 words used within this verse of the Quran.
And surah number is also 16.
And more than that, my dear son, brothers and viewers, in that all of these letters, how many letters are there in the alphabet?
How many are there?
In the Arabic alphabet?
28.
The 28 or 29, depending on whether you count Hamza and Alif as a separate letter. But listen, brothers, from these 28, 29 letters, guess how many have been chosen for the entire sentence?
I don't know.
Again, 16.
Again, 16, mashallah.
SubhanAllah, so the 16 words is mentioned in Surah number 16.
Amazing.
And the only letters used are 16, my dear son brothers and viewers. But it doesn't stop there. There's a lot more to it. So this, my dear son brothers, was revealed over 1400 years ago. And science has recently told us something. We have recently understood something from science. What is this? This is, my dear son brothers and viewers, in that there's two types of bees, generally. There's the male and there's the female. The male and the female are two types. But the female, my dear son brothers and viewers, they have 16 pairs of chromosomes. And the males only have 16 chromosomes.
Allah.
Meaning the difference between the two, my dear son brothers and viewers, is, for example, humans. Humans have, it's mentioned, 24 pairs of chromosomes, my dear son brothers and viewers. We take some from our, half from our mother, half from our father. But my dear son brothers, bees, the female bees, they take it from the two, there's a male and the female. But remember, just another point to mention, in that the only mating only occurs between the male bees and the queen bee, my dear brothers and viewers. And it is from the queen bee that we have all the children. And this was the reason why the brother over there, he told us, and he said that, what do we do? Sometimes if there's too much, then
we have to kill them.
Yes, we have to kill the queen bee.
There is a reason to kill,
Yes, this is one of the reasons, my dear brothers. And now when they become too many bees, then you get illnesses, you get diseases. But this, inshallah, we shall be speaking about later. But my dear brothers, Females which are made from fertilized egg, my dear brothers and viewers, have 16 pairs of chromosomes, and the males only have 16. Why? Because they said that they are born from unfertilized eggs, just from the mother. Subhanallah. It's beautiful, isn't
very,
it?
Very beautiful. And see, wala rabbin wala yabisin illa fi kitabin mubin. Everything
Allah.
Mentioned in the Holy Quran, this is our iman. Other people, when they go and they research, then they come to know about the things. But as a Muslim, it is the bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When you have belief in the Holy Quran, the book, La Raiba Fi, there is no any doubt. So when a Muslim believes in these things, so automatically he has a lot of knowledge about the nature, about the bounties of Allah, blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when a person accepts Islam, or someone who is Muslim, so oceans of knowledge come to his mind and his heart. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blesses him with the too many knowledges.
Allah, undoubtedly. And you know, so many different passages are within the Quran. But my dear brothers, I'm just thinking, this is just one verse of the Quran, and there's so much more. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Oha rabbuka ila nahli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, this is the same verse of the Quran. This is how in depth the Quran, the words of the Quran, even the letters of the Quran are, my dear brothers and viewers. Now, Asaba, generally, when we think of beehive, these are called beehives.
Yes.
Those which are in farms, these are classed as beehives.
Yes.
And then there are those which we see on trees.
Yes.
Generally, they are known as bee nests.
Yes.
They're called bee nests. Now, these are the only things we think of, you know. You only get either they're joining up onto a tree, they're making their own nest there, or you get beehives like this. But my dear Semen brothers, again, over 1400 years ago, we have been told in the Quran that anittakhidhi min al-jibali buyutan, for them to take the mountains as houses.
Yes.
So some people may be thinking that since when do bees make nests within mountains? My dear son, brothers and viewers, recently we have discovered that there are different types of honeybees.
Yes.
There are some honeybees which are able to dig, you can say, dig through rock and through the strong rocks, through the mountains themselves, and also some honeybees which are able to dig through trees in order to make safer nests for themselves.
That's the beauty of Quran.
Allahu Akbar. My dear son, brothers and viewers of my channel, this was one verse of the Quran, a little about the honeybee. Undoubtedly, there is so much more to say, but you stick with us on our journey as we continue our adventure throughout these cities, and inshallah, we shall learn more.
MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties, we thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah.